Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Let's go around the room and do some news. William, what you got?
Blue tits.
What'd you call them? What was that?
I'm talking about blue tits, the small songbird.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you not scream, Anna?
Because I saw the story.
Oh man, I was hoping to get it.
Oh, yes.
More than 11,000 blue tits, small songbirds, have suddenly perished or fallen ill in Germany.
What?
Now a German conservation group is asking bird watchers to refrain from refilling their bird feeders or water troughs in an effort to curb transmission of the new crop of illness between the birds. In
Hold
other
on.
Words,
are these tits getting coronavirus?
It's some sort of virus, yeah. They're getting all over these tits and they're dying.
I got two of them. I got two blue tits right here in
My
this cage.
My God, you don't have a cage. Listen, who's taking care of these birds?
Nobody. They're in nature. Just God is taking care of the tits.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We need somebody in charge of taking care of these birds. That could be a job that somebody could have. I want to have this tit job. I want it.
I don't think it pays very well, though.
I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm unemployed in the daytime.
You should be a blue tit keeper.
I would.
You're the keeper of the tits.
I would definitely do it. Sounds like a great job. I can't believe it. I can't believe
it. Beautiful songbird. The noises that these tits make.
I know.
Especially at night is just gorgeous.
I actually have audio of the blue tits singing. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Here it is.
Pretty good stuff.
I'm not above that kind of humor.
Oh, good. So, yeah, that's it. Just keep away from the tits.
Yeah, stay away from those
Social
tits.
Social distance, those
Those
tits.
Blue tits are dying, and they're sick. They're floppy.
They seek.
All right, well, if that one don't get us in trouble, what do you got, Anna?
Mayor Bill de Blasio. I love that name. It's not his real name.
De Blasio.
His real name sucks. I forget
Isn't
what it
like
is. Wilhelm.
Something like that.
I'll just say Bill also.
Yeah, but he's like, I go by Wilhelm. Bill de Blasio.
De Blasio's not even his last name.
No,
either, right?
It was like his stepfather's. It's not his government name, but he's in the government. Does that make sense?
You know what a cat named Mo calls him? Bill. You want to have a soda party?
The answer is no, because that would be violating social distancing rules.
6 foot away from my soda.
Now, I only thought that the mayor...
What?
The mayor of like of Los Angeles did a, you can snitch on people and you get a reward.
Oh, it's so bad.
Well, apparently, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City has a new tip line where you can, snitch on your neighbor.
It's a narc line.
Yes, exactly. But New Yorkers are not happy about that. If you see something, shut the hell up. That's how they feel.
Because,
and they're letting people know this because they're texting D-pics and people flipping the bird to this new tip line.
Yeah, I actually, in relation to the last story, I just started a blue tits line. So if you want to help save the endangered blue tits.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, it says here, photos of the extended middle finger, the mayor dropping the Staten Island groundhog, and news. I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah.
And news coverage of him going to the gym have all been texted to a special tip line
that
de Blasio announced Saturday, according to screenshots posted on Twitter.
Now,
people are not happy about it.
What are they supposed to do? Like, are they going to go get these people if somebody, like, takes a picture of somebody not social distancing, they're going to go rough them up? What are they going to do?
I don't know, but people, it says here, other profane messages include a photo of a bowl of gummy candies in the shape of male genitalia and a sign saying, eat a bag of these.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one just said, F you.
Oh, man.
F you.
Okay.
And then it says, along with a meme of Mr. Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
And the words, to those turning in your neighbors and local businesses, you did the Reich thing.
Oh, boy.
Get it? Like the Third Reich?
Yeah.
Lulz.
I get it. That sucks. You know, I have a story, and it's also out of New York. And thank God I got a nice story like this to take us away from all the crazy controversy that's already happened in the last 7 minutes or so, talking about birds and D-picks. Well, this is out of New York, and it has to do with COVID-19. I just can't stay away from COVID-19 news. And it has to do with a couple of pets. It's very sad. I know out in New York they had the tigers, or I think it was a lion and a tiger that were tested positive for COVID-19 like 3 weeks ago. Now a couple of house pets have now been tested positive for COVID-19. So it looks like New York City is having a really, really major
pussy problem.
Oh my God! Stay away from all the cats, ladies and gentlemen. They got COVID. Very, very sad. It said that these pussies had mild respiratory illnesses.
Oh my God! It's the same thing with the blue tits.
I know.
Oh my God.
We got the pussies in New York City and the blue tits in where was that? Germany.
Germany.
God damn it! All getting sick. They can't breathe.
Poor tits and pussies.
I know. They need to breathe, too. Dr. Casey Barton Baravesh, a CDC official who works on human-animal health connections. Sounds like a website you don't want to go to unless you're on the dark web. He told the AP, we don't want people to panic. Don't panic! We don't want people to be afraid of their pets. That pussy's fine!
You made that pussy sick.
I didn't make that pussy sick.
Listen, I got two pussies.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're claiming them now.
Yes.
Yeah, they're mine. They live in my house.
She's a pussy mama.
Yeah, so I got two pussies.
Yeah.
And they're great. You know, they're not sick. And
not yet.
Not yet. They don't have the COVID.
I hope they give you COVID-19.
Yeah, they're going to give you kitty 19. There's no evidence
Listen, my cheese pussies are not going to give me COVID-19.
I hope they don't. There's no evidence that the pets are playing a role in the spread of this disease to people. These pussies are not spreading disease to people. These cats, they caught it, but they're not spreaders, you know?
Yeah, no, keeping it to themselves.
That's right.
They're personal pussies, you
yep.
know?
Mm, my favorite Depeche Mode song.
What, somebody say Depeche Mode? I love European 80s music.
Dr. Casey Barton Baharash urged people that there is no need to rush to get their pussies tested for the coronavirus.
How do you think they test pussies?
What do you mean test pussies?
Do you think they just stick a swab right up the pussy?
Oh, man, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they have to. That's how you
yeah.
do it.
It's deep in there. Yeah. Meow. Poor thing. Right up its little nose.
That pussy saliva must be interesting.
You can't give up. You have to own it, Anna. You gotta own it.
It would be interesting to test pussy saliva, you know?
Yeah, it's why? Mucus. It's not saliva. It's the mucus in their nose.
The mucus.
Yeah. At least 45,343 people in the U.S. have already died from this killer virus, but these pussies are still hanging on.
What if we have to put these pussies on a goddamn ventilator?
As long as you don't put those pussies on a... Don't put them on a pedestal.
Do you think that they have ventilators for pussies?
Yeah, they're called kittilators. All right, I'm going to dump that. I'm sorry. That was bad. So there you go, folks. If you have a fever, if you're not feeling well, stop kissing your cats. Keep your mouths off those pussies until you feel better.
Give that pussy a Z-pack. Just shove it right in there.
Damn right. That cat needs some...
Feel better. Ugh.
Needs some hydrochloroquine.
God damn it.
You had it in your head?
Hydroxychloroquine.
That's what I said. Both of these coronavirus-infected pussies live in separate parts of New York State. They're not, like, together. They don't even know each other. But the CDC and the United States Department of Agriculture, they didn't say exactly where these pussies are. So they are pussy parts unknown. So I wouldn't trust any cat right now, including you, Anna. They're carrion.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.